Just one other one, picking up on that hotel trust issue. You look at Macquarie Bank, and they run, you know, a separate office fund, retail funds, and European funds. We seem to be going, we have gone down the omnibus approach, where, you know, everything's in the one structure. And the hotel trust would move away from that. And you flag that there's a few issues about the structures of how we own our hotels. Can you tell us a bit philosophically about how you're going to approach that in the future? I mean, Ken Moss would well know the value created when Boral demerged. Demerging is the flavour of the month. Everyone's doing it. Is that something we would look at? If you did an analysis and figured that breaking it up into the component parts would create more value, is that something you'd look at?
Absolutely. That's the analysis we do all the time in everything that we look at in terms of GPT's portfolio structure. Is to review whether the assets are performing and whether they deliver more value as part of the portfolio or better value as being separated or sold. I think you will find that GPT will not only own assets in its own right, but be a fund manager of assets. We've made that clear, I think, in the presentation that we see a funds management business as an important part of our strategy going forward. To date, every time we've done that review, it hasn't created value, but that's not to say it might not in the future, and there's certainly a lot of merit in GPT having a funds management business alongside its property ownership, but it's something which we look at all the time.